I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a, I'm just sad
clown. Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Liberty Core Real Estate is your homegrown real estate broker. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, whether personal or investment, Armando, aka Brian, and Megan Michaels' company is ready to serve you. With Command Center in Old Town Elkhorn and agents all throughout the metro, they are more than ready to guide and serve you in your next real estate endeavor. Whether your next move needs to happen now or in 5 years, call or text Armando at 402-770-2165 to get your questions answered. And a special offer for F3 Nation PACS members, Liberty Core will donate $250 to your sponsor of choosing for every closed transaction. Stop looking, start finding today with Liberty Core Real Estate.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
We're back. Man, I love seeing this guy's smiling face on the video today, and a phenomenal leader at, I don't know, I think what we're calling one of F3 Omaha's finest Friday sites. I don't know if we can say that yet, but I think this is a guy that led at the Woodshed, recently handed off the flag, and Stapler, man, it's good to see you. Excited to hear your story. And where we start off is just who EH'd you, what was the first workout like? If Pony was leading that first workout, tell us, you know, how terrible it was. and then how do we get to the name Stapler? So take it away, man.
Right on. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on, guys. Means a lot on that part of it. But yeah, I mean, just kind of jumping right in. So I got EH'd by Bovine. And, you know, a little backstory there. You know, we went to college together at UNK. We've always been, you know, buddies on that part of it, and stayed, you know, friends throughout life. You know, life just happens. You get married, you have kids, it's tough to stay in touch with people and so on and stay active with people. But, you know, I got divorced in 21 and I moved back from Kansas City. I had been there for like 5 years, and Bo was trying to get me out. My weight's been up and down over the years, and you know, mainly up, but you know, I was pretty nervous to come out, but you know, he brought me out to Ironwood, and I don't even remember who was leading that day, but you know, it was just you know, to me, I was so freaked out by it because I hadn't done any organized athletic anything for so long, and I was just more intimidated on, you know, this is a commitment, you know, and, you know, wanting to see if I could do it or not or whatever it might be. But, you know, I thought that, you know, moving back, you know, and since Bovine was doing it, I was like, you know what, I just wanted to be around him a little bit more. He was married, he had kids on the way or whatever it might be. And, you know, the thing is, I was like, you know, if I'm going to be able to hang out with him for 45 minutes in the mornings, you know, that's special. At least I'll be able to see him a little bit more since life was happening for him. Hmm. But yeah, it was at Ironwood. It was a tough workout. Like I said, I don't recall who led it, but it was just a whirlwind, and made it through. I got the name Stapler. You know, at the time I worked at Uline, and everybody thought that was more office related supplies, even though a little bit more industrial. I mean, industrial office, I mean, it's not sexy at all, but it was more industrial on that part of it. So, and so they gave me Stapler, and could have been worse. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I don't remember anything. I mean, the workout was tough. I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of running. There's a lot of, you know, everything that happened on that part of it made it through and kept coming out. So,
were you at the point where you were trying to focus on your fitness, or you're like, I really just want to hang out with Bo?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably a combo. I mean, I think at some point you're like, I'm too fat and I need to figure things out on that part, just for the sake of my t-shirts wanting to fit better. That would be, you know, build some morale on that part, but probably a combo actually.
Nice. And after that first workout, were you pretty regular guy, or were you like, all right, I need a break from these guys, or how was it received, I guess?
You know, I stuck with it, on that part. You know, committing to things like coffee and the other parts of that was a tough sell. When I moved back, I lived in Carter Lake, so I started on the east side, and that was like a 20-minute drive for me on that part. And so I just was like, "Hey, come work out, you know, figure things out." But it took a long time to commit to anything besides just the workout for a while.
Yeah. Well, my office is in Carter Lake, so I hear you. It's about a 15-minute drive for me every morning.
It's a beautiful, beautiful town.
Yeah. What about having Bo there? It'd make it a little bit easier for you, not having to come in and not know anyone. And, you know, you've got one buddy that's there that's been doing it. That's got to be helpful.
I'd like to say that, you know, he goes hard on his workouts, but I think if you've watched him at any point in any of the workouts he's done, you can see he modifies to a degree, whether, you know, depending on what exercise it is. So I think if you're looking at, you see him, you see a familiar face, you see some of these other guys that are, you know, same body types or even better in shape, and you see him modifying on things. And I think that's just more the comfort level of saying, hey, you know, we just want to see you in the morning, and we want to, you know, you're going to better yourself, whether you're going, you know, 1,000 times or you're, you know, doing it, whatever you can do. So I think it was cool to see people are modifying, and that might've brought that comfort level up a little bit quicker for me.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a message anybody listening to, don't be afraid to modify as necessary. And, you know, I think other guys are watching. I love that. What was your second post? Do you remember? Where'd you go after that? Was it same week, or did you, or,
you know, I think I did, you know, for a while there. I mean, I was just, you know, we'll get into a little bit later. You know, I was an east side guy, and then I moved out to Gretna, and I've seen the west side as well. So I don't want to start like a, you know, an east side, west side thing. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I've seen them both. We could talk about that later. But,
yeah, which one's better? You might as well just say it.
I mean, we'll get into it. No. So east side, I honestly, you know, I just feel like a little bit, maybe it's the older group. I just feel like it's a tighter group on the east side than west side. There's so many sites out there. There's so many new guys. I feel like the glue is a little tighter on the sticks a little bit more on the east side.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you're just dealing with different ages of sites, right? I mean, the east side is going to be a little bit more established. They've got the longevity there. Where you're right, on the west side, they're just experiencing growth at a rapid pace. It's insane. I mean, I feel like every week they're opening up a new site, and if you ever go out there, it's hard to recognize guys because they're getting so many FNGs out there. So it definitely is a little bit different feel for sure. I do remember on the east side, we were kind of experiencing some growth there. Year two, year three, it was blowing up, and you'd have some of the same stuff. You'd have new guys all the time. You're like, golly, it's hard to keep up with everyone. And look, we're starfishing out. We're opening up Brickyard. I think that's kind of normal. And then the longer these locations are around, the more, you know, of that gluey feel you get, I guess. It's more established. I don't know, Blake, you're a West guy. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I think it's hard to keep up with the demand to starfish. You know, like every new site we plant, like you said, it's sort of like, okay, quickly becomes ready for starfish, and so we can get back to those smaller numbers. But I think we're, you know, Valley is pretty far west. I think, you know, I don't know that that's the boundary yet. We may push to Fremont. But I think there's some filling in, you know, the gaps, looking east and whatnot. But yeah, no, I think that's really great insight. And I think some of it too is just, guys' willingness to be vulnerable. And I think, you know, Staplers, I hear you talk, and have heard your COTs, and just, you know, one of the things I love is, you are an open book, right? And you do just bring your true self to the conversation, to the gloom, whatever. You made a comment there, and I want to dive in a little bit if you're okay with it, of just sort of the, you know, you sort of refer to yourself as maybe being overweight, or just kind of that's clearly something that's been, maybe been on your mind, or that you've thought through, right? And you want to work to improve. But how is that going? How has that gone? What's been your journey? Dive into that a little bit more, because I know you're not alone in that journey.
Yeah, you know, I was very overweight when I was in Kansas City. I think, you know, after a while, you know, sometimes, I mean, it just slips, you know, if you don't stay on it. I mean, it's not only a workout thing, it's a diet thing. It's what you're eating. It's what you're drinking. It's, you know, a combination of everything, lifestyle in general. But, yeah, you know, I think if you at least have it on your mind of being like, hey, like everybody wants to live a long, healthy life. And that's a major part of it, you know, from that part of it. So, you know, I mean, from the F3 side of things with my weight is like, you know, hey, I lost some weight when I was moving back, you know, here the last 6 months, maybe a little bit before Christmas time, then the holidays happen. I think I've put on a little bit, like anything. And it's like, you know, the one thing that's, you know, yeah, I have, you know, the friends, like I was talking Bovine, that, you know, brought me out on that part of it. I also work with Kill Switch. And I found this job through F3 as well. I didn't know anything about it. Bovine kind of hooked me up and Kill Switch hired me, and I've been here 2 years. So that's good news. But, you know, he's a great mentor, not only at work, but he was a PsyQ the same time I was a PsyQ at the Woodshed. And, you know, him putting in the time and seeing him looking trim and that part of it just kind of reiterates, you know, when you see him, you're like, you know, little conversations like, hey, you're looking great, you know, and that little stuff, those little compliments kind of make it realize like, hey, like I got to stick with it, you know, and keep it going. And it's like anything, it's just, my shirts, you know, need to fit a little bit better for me to feel good, but it's all good. We're going in the right direction. I think it's, I think anybody plateaus, basically I got down to a weight that, and I plateaued, and then it's like, you're never the same. You're like, oh, like, you know, I used to be this weight, and then whatever it is. I just think that if you're consistent with what you're doing, you know, with consistent with work, or consistent with life, or consistent with your M, or consistent with, you know, workouts, I think you just gotta hang with it. So that's what we're trying to do right now with the weight loss, and it's there.
Yeah. So. Well, and then the weight piece is just one component, right? I mean, I think overall, like you've hit on it, like we want to live a long and healthy life. I guess from a health perspective, how are you feeling, and how do you feel like F3 is kind of helping you along there?
Yeah, no, I feel great. You know, it's just the, I mean, to be able to go out and do the stuff that we do in the mornings, and you have no idea what the workout's going to be until you show up. And I think that's just, a lot of people have no idea what they're signing up for. And I think if you just go in with an open mind and say, hey, you know, it's just a beautiful thing that the group that we're part of, because nobody's going to leave you behind, you know, and if you need to walk for a little bit, there's going to be people that are going to walk with you. And if you need to do pushups on your knees, I do pushups on my knees. So it's like, you know, it's just it just is what it is. So, I think that's the consistency of, you know, where the group's at, and the consistency of, you know, lifestyles in general. I just think that, it all kind of comes together.
That's awesome, man. And thank you so much for sharing that. I know a lot of guys experience that, but maybe aren't willing to talk about it openly. And it's just so helpful to hear somebody else's journey. I'm curious if, have you, had a chance to plug into like Queen Service or, you know, Shield Lock, any of those things to kind of help you along the way from an accountability perspective?
You know, I've done Queen Service a couple times, and I'm going to tell you that I've been that guy that, has posted 2 or 3 weeks of consistent weight loss, and then throw a 5 or 7 plus on there, and then maybe drift off a little bit because nothing else comes off. And then, you know, you have the Queen Service guy reaching out to you going, hey, do you want to post? And be like, bro, it's not going in the right direction. So why don't we just go ahead and ax that, and I'll just try it again here in 6 months and see what happens.
Well, I love the honesty there. And you're talking to a guy that's never even done it, the Queen Service, because I'm like, I'll just do it myself. And, you know, that's for other people. I do. One thing you hit on is like, oh, you know, let's scrap it for now. I can always come back and do it next time around, which is so true and such a good reminder for the guys. Like, right, it's not a one-time failure. Like, there's plenty of opportunities to come back. It doesn't even have to be organized, right? You can do your own version of whatever Queen Service means to you. So I think that's good that you hit on that. I mean, you didn't really say that, but I think that's a good point to point out for the guys. It's like, maybe not right now, but there's always an opportunity to keep it going.
And just to piggyback on like what you were talking about, like always being able to come back, I think that's the other thing that's really nice about F3 in general is that, you know, burnout is a thing. You know, people get burned out, people, you know, get used to sleeping in, guys, you know, it's, life happens, work happens, a lot of things happen. And, you know, the one thing that's really nice about F3 is that the guys can always just transform back to always being guys and pick up where they left off. And that's the beautiful thing is like, if you come back and you're like, you have all these excuses on why you didn't post the last 6 months, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
right. They're happy to see you. They're happy you're out. You know, maybe that's a sign for us to follow up with them and text them and say, hey, gosh, it was really fun working out with you. Look forward to seeing you again. And I think that's the positive thing about F3 is that you can transform back to where you left off. And, you know, people are just excited to see you when you're out.
I love that point. I know I've actually talked to you and Bo about this. You guys have given me some shit about I passed off the flag and I don't think I went back to Woodshed for almost 2 years. But
we talked to Bo about that. I mean, I saw you a decent amount. I think Bovine was the one that was like, I've never seen it. I don't know if he moved or what.
But I mean, it's to your point, right? And I don't even know if you experienced that, right? You hand off the flag, the E85. I mean, did you feel like, all right, I want my Fridays in for a little bit. I want to be able to sleep in on a Friday. I just want to go see some other sites.
Honestly, I was in a rut even when I had like probably the last two or three months that I had it, you know, the flag itself, I was in a rut where I was only going on Fridays. And because it was my obligation to be there on Fridays, but you know, I do a little work travel a week, but then there'd be weeks where it's like, I didn't post the entire week and only on Fridays. And I'm going, am I really being the best site queue I should do on that, be on that part of it? But you know, honestly on that part of it, I just was, you know, I was experiencing some burnout. And then, you know, after I passed it off, like, I wanted to go to some other Friday sites that like some of these guys that, you know, when I had the Woodshed, beautiful. Obviously it's an OG site and I was honored to take over the site, but then I was like, you know, at that time I had moved then to Gretna and I was driving from Gretna to Elmwood Park, but I kind of told myself that like when I moved out west, I wanted to post on the east side once a week just to kind of be in the mix with all what those guys were doing. You know, I love the Stinson Park sites. I love that area. But that's where I was like, hey, you know what? I'll take the site over from Bovine, and that'll be a for sure once a week coming from Gretna out there. And that whole, I really pushed the West guys when I was posting out West to be like, hey, like, why don't you queue for me on this site? Like, I was trying to get as many Sarpy guys and as many West guys as possible to queue at the Woodshed. And they're like, I've never been there. It's like, let alone queued there. It's like, great. You know, it sounds like a good opportunity. So, you know, that was kind of a thing where I was like, instead of just asking the same OG guys that have always queued, that are always down to queue at those spots, let's try to mix it in a little bit with some guys that have never been there. So that was one of the things that was, you know, fun. And, you know, obviously I'd see those guys working out at like the main stage. I'd always, you know, since I brought out Bayside and, you know, and I'd always love going out there and hanging out with Bayside and Rowdy. And so like, that was a perfect one at Millard South to just be like, oh, hey, like, you know, I can sign any one of you guys up right now to queue, over by UNO. And, it was just, that's what I kind of focused on when I was the site queue at the Woodshed. So
that's awesome. You know, I'm curious as you think about kind of that, you know, first FP sounds like has been a good journey for you, you know, creating some consistency. I want to get your thoughts, because we all have somebody that we're trying to EH, but they're like, I want to lose weight, or I want to get more fit, or I want to do X, Y, Z before I will post. From your perspective, what's helpful to a guy that's given us that as a response? How could we encourage him to come out?
Well, I think when it's coming from a guy like myself, where they can see like, hey, you know, if you're doing it, there's a chance that I could probably do the same thing. So, you know, I think when it's coming from one of you guys, no offense, I mean, you guys are in really great shape. Coming from somebody like myself, I think it's probably a little bit easier for people to start. I mean, I think the toughest thing is everybody's got friends that don't want to wake up that early. Yeah. And that's always going to be a challenge. And, you know, if you are talking to people and they're already waking up that early, I feel like you got a 90% chance that they're going to try it at some point. But we all have friends that still won't come out. But no, I just think that, coming from me, I mean, a lot of my friends know that I've kind of been up and down of my weight journey and my success. And, you know, obviously it's kind of a balloon sometimes, but, you know, I think people are a little bit more like, oh, like if you can go out there and hang, I could probably go out there and hang. Mm-hmm. And then they get in with these guys and it's like, it's what we love. So
you got any success stories? Good. Because you're talking to a guy that I've EH'd some guys that I've gotten them there, but they just never stick around. They come for one, maybe two, and then they're out. They're like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, the plague, you know, works with one guy that probably needs to come back out, Davenport. I mean, he's not getting any skinnier. So, you know, it is what it is there. He knows it. So he probably needs to recommit. And I don't even live out there anywhere he lives anymore, but I'd commit to drive out to the workouts just to get him going. So
he's a Sarpy guy.
You can tell him that I was talking shit about him on the.
I will. Davenport needs to get off the Davenport, right?
hopefully that'll jumpstart it a little bit. But I lost track of where we're going with the guys on that part. So
that's good. Right. Curious when you think about, cause you've mentioned a couple times, just, you know, your love for F3 and then sort of the maybe difference in culture, different areas, but curious on that fellowship side, when did you start going to coffee? When did you start kind of doing some of those second F things? What was the kind of the tipping point for you to get engaged on that level?
I don't know when I actually committed to going to coffee. I mean, I think I just told Bo, I'm like, I don't like coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. Yeah. And Bovine was like, hey, like, I don't really like coffee either, but it's kind of grown on me. And and I think, you know, it's truthful. I mean, that's one of my takeaways at the end is, you know, go to coffee because, you know, no matter what you do at the workout, I mean, whether you hate the guy that's running the queue, that's because he's making you do all this shit that you don't want to do. The other thing is just at the end, you can actually sit down and be bros and be normal people and talk about, you know, likes and similarities. And, you know, that's where the relationship parts happens on that part of it. And that's what I take pride in for my job. I mean, I'm good at building rapport. I'm good at talking to people. I'm good at, you know, building relationships. And that's the best part about F3 on them, in my opinion. So.
Well, and I want to dive into that a little bit more. When you finally make the transition to participating more of those things, do you feel like you saw more growth there, I guess, from a friendship level, you know, relationships, whatever?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, I went in having, you know, one guy that I wanted to hang out with and be around more on that part of it. And then, you know, And then Bovine moved away. You know, he moved to Albion. Then he was gone on that part, which is fine. But the other part is
a tear just fell from your eye.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The thing is, you go in and you meet one person, and then you get in with guys that were for a while there. I was kind of in a shield block with him and Frosty and some other guys that, you know, on that east side. And you start, you know, having coffee with these guys, you start becoming good friends with these guys, and it just comes around full circle, you know? So it's not only like, hey, you know, I came out to hang out with Bo, he moved away, and now I got all these other friends. But it's just, that's the one thing about the, you know, and second F, I mean, you know, I'm a work hard, play hard guy, mm-hmm. you know, and, even for my part of it, I mean, I know the Kill Switch is going to listen to it, but I mean, I'm a commissioned sales guy. You know, if I'm worried about, what I'm making at the end of the month, maybe I should work a little bit harder instead of doing happy hours or going to play golf or whatever it is. I mean, it just kind of, you know, put into what you want to get out of it on that part of it. But, you know, and that's with the, you know, like even like a shield lock from like a second F side. I mean, you know, there's always going to be like, you know, the happy hour guys that are like, you know, the West Side guys, like the Bay Sides, the Mad Dogs, you know, the Speed Bump, the Skids, all those guys on that part of it that, you know, out there. And then like the East Side guys are always going to be like the, I don't know if this is like the true like West Side group or like the West Side high school group, where you're talking like Countryside Village. Cause that's there's a special thing about around there where you go to Countryside Village and you do, you know, Inkwells, and you got the beer place, and you got all that other stuff. But I mean, like Bloodshot and Wentworth and like Buns of Steel. I mean, those guys are like true East Side guys and mm-hmm. Central guys on that part. So I just think that you kind of, you know, that second F part of it. I mean, that's to me why I go to work out in the morning, so I can hang out with these other guys that you've built relationships with and built, you know, shield locks with, and those are the guys that they see you on a daily basis. They just, you know, continue to be like, hey, thanks for coming out. You really killed it. Or, hey, do you want to golf this afternoon? Or do you want to go grab an old fashioned? You know, it's like, those are the guys that, you know, I like coming out to work out with. And it's from all ages of life too. So that's a beautiful thing about F3.
That's awesome. You also, I think led a couple second F events, if I remember correctly. Right. I don't know. Talk us through that, process, or in terms of, cause I think you host some guys down at maybe a tailgate, and then, Chili Feed, right, was another one that, I think you helped to put together or lead. How did those go? Or what was your experience trying to kind of lead a second F event?
You know, we tailgate all the time for like the Husker football game. So that's always going to be an open invite for anybody that wants to come. I mean, the thing is sometimes people don't feel comfortable, going to some of those kind of things. Cause they're like, oh, maybe I worked out with this guy one time, but I love Husker football, or I love tailgating, or I love coming and eating hot dogs and drinking beer and all that. We do it all. But, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, it shouldn't be like, oh, hey, I don't know this person. I don't feel like I'm comfortable enough to go and hang out at these places. I think that, you know, the more the merrier, and it's the more that you come out. And I mean, that's just the same thing as like going to coffee, coffee or go to a tailgate or go to the Chili Feed, or, you know, I just did the Husker football thing is just something that we've always done with my buddies, my high school buddies, my college buddies. And now it's just, I've opened it up to, you know, hey, anybody from work, anybody from F3, come on out, bring your kids. I mean, you know, it's a fun group. And so that's, you know, that's been fun. And I know guys have had a really good time coming and stopping by and bringing their M's or bringing their kids. And, you know, it's been fun to, you know, meet new people and, you know, branch out there. You know, the Chili Challenge, I don't know if that ever really took off. You know, I got it from, you know, I was posting in Kansas City a lot when I first started, and I was kind of going back and forth between KC and when I was wrapping things up down there. And that was something that they did during the cold months, where if you posted on the coldest day of the year, they would get together and do like a chili potluck. And, you know, I thought that was a cool idea. And Kansas City was pretty young at that point. I mean, Kansas City has taken off for sure on the F3 side of things. That's really cool to see for them. But it's that was something that, you know, a guy that I EH down there, Pusher, and he comes up quite a bit, and he's, you know, does a lot of downrange stuff, which is awesome. But he'd always told me about that. I'm like, that'd be really cool. I mean, I think a lot of guys would, you know, get it going. You know, we are posting during the cold days. I don't know if it's getting recorded or not, but we still need to get together and have some chili. So I'll write that down. Thanks for bringing that up. But
I just want to stop and make a comment. I think it's really important. You do something that admittedly I'm not very good at, right? When it comes to F3 and my work and my family, I tend to keep those things very segregated. A lot of people don't know about my professional, what I do in my day. I don't introduce my family to a lot of the PAX members, and it's, I guess I just do it on my own accord, and I'm not very friendly in that way maybe, but I just really want to commend you for doing that. I mean, the things you're saying, like the tailgates, things like that, including anyone, that's what F3 is about. It's about being open and vulnerable and creating avenues in all of your life, not just the workout piece of your life, to, you know, have openings for other people, for other men to come be a part of it and to increase the community there. So I just really am appreciative that you do that, because it shows me something myself that I'm not very good at. So I did just want to say that.
For sure. And Pony, you're still working at that one club. If guys want to come see you dance, you can always find Pony.
Just bring some dollar bills. That's all that's required.
I think they tore that down. But anyway, we digress. Sorry about that. It popped in my head. You know, I would also say, just something I hear in your voice when I'm hearing you tell some of these stories, Stapler, is just this love for people and relationships and sort of this desire to connect and be a connector, right? Help other people connect. Where do you think that comes from? Is that just sort of how you were raised, or something you learned along the way, or where what's your take on that?
You know, I'll give my dad some credit on that. My parents were teachers, grew up in Schuyler. So it's a little bit of a smaller community. I mean, I think it was around 5,000 people when I was growing up there. They still live in that area. It's changed a lot in the last 30 years. Schuyler is a community on that part of it. But, you know, my parents were teachers. My dad was a guidance counselor. You know, he always said to treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I go by in sales. That's kind of what I go by in just in life. And it seems to always work out. So
that's awesome.
That's what I go by.
That's awesome. I'm just thinking, you know, because we don't probably have enough guys that are posting East and West and Sarpy to sort of give us some of the feedback that you've provided today. I think it's just super valuable, and that in and of itself, the leadership there, just amazing. So just kudos to you on that front. Just really appreciate that. You know, kind of segueing a little bit, and, you know, we don't have to go here if you don't want, but I'm always curious. So, you know, the other thing we talk about with Second F is kind of like the concentrica and the relationship sort of, within that. You mentioned being married and divorced. I don't know if you have kids. I don't think you do. But is, you know, in terms of like F3, when we're talking about your M, or guys maybe give a COT that's super focused on that sort of stuff, what's your perspective, or how do you view that sort of thing? I know in the past we had some guys that kind of were rubbed the wrong way based on their experience, but how do you see that?
You know, I obviously, yeah, I was married, divorced, and then I have an M, Rachel, that we've been together for almost 2 years, which has been great. But no kids on that part of it. But yeah, I mean, it's, I think one thing is, you know, being vulnerable and being able to talk about that kind of stuff and, you know, what's on people's minds and, in general, I think is key. You know, I think it's, F3 in general is people care. People want to help if they can. People want to, make sure that you're doing well as, you know, as a person for your fit part of it. They also want to make sure that your mind is, you know, coming along on that. That helped me out a lot when I was coming off my divorce. You know, I thought that, you know, from a mental health standpoint, it was unbelievable on how much F3 really helped me out. It's just from my mental health and mental well-being. But, you know, from those, you know, people that go into COTs and they talk about, you know, their personal life on that part of it, I think it's all good, because I think people can then, you know, be curious about how their M's doing, or how their 2.0s are doing, or how, you know, how things in general are doing. It's if you don't open up and you don't share about things like that and be truthful and, you know, be vulnerable to people, I think it's, I think some people are missing out on that. And missing out on that opportunity to open up to guys that they hang out with every day.
Real quick, how old were you when you joined the group?
Oh, I would have been probably 30, 35.
Yeah. So we're talking, I mean, younger PAX members, right? And I think what Plague is asking, what I try and remind myself, and I just think it's a good thing, is for the younger guys that are in the group, and when you hear those COTs from like fathers, husbands, and you're just not there yet, it's not yet, right? I mean, this isn't applicable at this time, but doesn't mean 5 years, 6 years from now, doesn't mean that it isn't going to be applicable to me. So I love that you're like, love that people are being vulnerable and I'm going to be able to learn from this in some way and just see how they're doing. So
yeah,
definitely.
And you're, if I heard you right, you're remarried, right? So you've got this journey of, hey, it's possible, right?
We're not married yet.
Okay.
But it might happen. It might not.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. But it's been going really good. And, it's been a great 2 years.
That's awesome. Yeah. And just being able to help other guys that are maybe in a situation you were, right. Being able to like, hey, it's going to get better. Or that mental health piece, I think, is so key. Cause I don't know if guys are paying attention, right. The middle-aged male suicide rate's not going down. And so I think sometimes guys will get in a spot like that and they can't get out of it on their own. So they hear somebody that's been through it and they've got all of a sudden some hope that they maybe didn't have. So,
well, and also, I mean, like, you know, from that mental health side of things, you know, the divorced dads group or the divorced dudes.
Yeah.
You know, when I started out, you know, I was lucky enough to meet Doppler. He was at one of my first couple workouts and he was pretty chill about it. And he goes, here's my number. Give me a shout if you're interested. There's this other part of F3 that, you know, you don't really even know about. And he was a great, just totally chill. And I didn't reach out for the longest time. And then I'm happy I did. And I didn't, you know, I was thankful that like the divorce that I went through, it wasn't a messy one. It was pretty much, you know, hey, when this was, I didn't see it coming. Some people see it coming. Some people don't. I didn't see it coming. That's what kind of messed with my mind a little bit, but once I knew it was over, I wasn't going to be like, oh, hey, we didn't have any kids. So it wasn't like, all right, looks close enough to 50-50. Let's have somebody sign off on this. So, but it still doesn't, you know, help out your mental health. I mean, that's still there on that part of it, but you know, having that divorced dudes or divorced dads group, I mean, it's a great thing. And there's guys that never been divorced that come and hang out for support. And it's, I mean, honestly, it's just another second F opportunity, but you can also go there and vent and you can, because a lot of these guys have been in similar spots and some of these guys are lawyers and some of these guys can offer advice. And, you know, I mainly went for the drinks, but, you know, yeah. it was what it was, but, and to meet some people too. So, kidding aside, I mean, that's very beneficial for anybody that's going through a divorce or thinking that that's going to happen at some point.
Heck yeah. Yeah. That's D3 divorce. I think it was divorced dads. And then they realized not everybody that's divorced has kids. So then now it's divorced dudes and drinks, I think is the acronym there, but I love it.
Hey, are you the type of guy that likes to get up early in the winter to battle your jester? Do you love listening to people drone on and on and on about COVID in the gloom? Would you trust your vision to a guy nicknamed Cataracts? Well, if the answer to any of these questions is yes, fellas, you have bigger problems than you think. Dr. Cataracts, aka Dr. Wolf, can't solve all of your problems, but he can certainly help you solve the problems related to your eye health and vision. You will find many F3 principles throughout his practice. Check him out today at Exclusively Eye Care.
You know, want to get your thoughts too, kind of thinking about, you know, fitness, fellowship, and faith, that third F piece, kind of, how do you view that? What's been your journey? Maybe how has F3 helped you explore that third F piece?
You know, I grew up Catholic, and then got married in the Catholic Church, and I don't know about, I've just kind of dropped off a little bit on that part of it. It's, you know, I always thought that, you know, hey, when I have kids, then, you know, it'll be important to at least, you know, bring them up somewhere, you know, be Christian or bring them up with something consistent on that part of it. But I don't have any kids yet. And so, I just had never, had just kind of dropped off and only went to major holidays or when I was at home, I'd go with my dad. My dad's very, very Catholic on that part of it. He reads, he, you know, he lectures, he does the, you know, he does it all. So, you know, and I think it's a great thing. And honestly, you know, for a long time when I was queuing, you know, I would always have somebody else do the prayer or take us out of prayer because I was, it wasn't like a, you know, a thing where I'm like, oh, hey, I'm not good enough to do this. It was more like, you know, there's a lot to, you know, your people are throwing out prayer requests and all that kind of stuff. You're trying to think. I thought it was kind of overwhelming for me at first when I first started queuing, and I always had like somebody else throw out a prayer, but I've been trying to, change that the last, you know, last year. I've been trying to work on that where it's like, hey, if you don't remember everybody that's set a prayer request, then, you know, just put it as an overview. And I mean, it's do the best you can. And whether you, whatever you decide to, you know, spit out for the, your prayer at the end, it's going to be totally fine. Nobody's going to say anything about it. So I think I was overthinking a lot of that stuff on that part, but no, I unfortunately just hadn't stepped away a little bit. There's nothing, the Catholic Church didn't do anything to me. I think I just kind of, stopped going and then never got back into it. So,
yeah. Well, and I think you're hitting on something that, you know, prayer is it often is a very personal thing. So to come and do that in front of a group can be intimidating, but would second, I don't think any guy's going to say, hey, fuck you. Stapler didn't mention my prayer in his closing prayer.
Well, a lot of times I'm still trying to catch my breath because I've just got back to the circle and I've overdone myself. Like happens several times when I've, you know, think I'm going to do this easy workout and then it comes into something a lot more and then everybody hates me at the end, or like the guys that are my shape hate me at the end. And then, cause I tell them it's going to be like an easy workout and then it's not. So.
Yeah.
But no, so that's the, I think it's just a combination. I'm trying to get better. I learn from guys every day of, you know, when I see them say their COT and their COT, and then also the prayer at the end, you know, you can always pick up tips and from what other guys are doing.
Right. I think the most important takeaway is that you have a feeling that, you know, whatever relationship you have and that third F component is that it can be nurtured in this group. And I guess that would be my question is, do you feel like there's tools available, there's guys available there that can kind of help you, whatever your growth is, whatever your journey is going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I look up to in F3 that, you know, are good on their third F. And there's, I've buddies that I've seen that, you know, are consistent, you know, with their M and their 2.0s that, hey, this is what we do on Sundays and this is how it works. And, it's a great thing. I mean, I think it's a very powerful thing. You know, faith is a great thing on that part of it. And, you know, I mean, just because I don't go to church, you know, the reasoning behind it, there's no reason, but, it's just, I'm still praying for guys. I'm still praying for, you know, loved ones. I'm still praying for people on that part of it and thinking about people. I think it's just,
Well, that's all good stuff, man. And continue to pray. You're doing the right things. And I love samples, right? He writes down answered prayers. And I've never done that before, but I do know they get answered. He's a prime example of giving you examples of how they're answered. So we just encourage you to keep doing those things that you're doing.
You know, the other thing would add real quick. So if you haven't been to the maze, DeKine is leading this like pre-run ruck, actually, that's a faith-based ruck, and it's called the Fruck, which is just a clever play on words. But I went to one last week, and Flo, who's a newer guy, has his VQ this Saturday at Dragon's Lair. Flo said something that just continues to resonate with me. He said, the seeking is more important than the finding. And so just continuing to create space, right, for you to keep seeking, keep searching, figure out what faith means to you, what that relationship means to you, what prayer means to you. That's all we're trying to do, right, is just create space so a guy can seek and not have to do that alone. And I think just like with physical fitness, you're going to have some ups and downs or ebbs and flows and times where you feel like, man, I'm on fire, and other times where you're like, man, I'm in a rut, you know. But I think that's the whole point, like you've been saying, the consistency piece is like build some consistent connection with the guys around you, because the guys will push you in the directions that you need to go. So just I love, and the prayer piece is really it's huge, but it's like you said, it's not easy for everybody at first. So yeah. I love that.
Well, and I think the opportunity to, you know, I mean, the churches in general, I mean, there's so many different faiths that are out there nowadays. And it's just, I think they're similar to F3. I mean, there doesn't matter why you left or why you haven't been going. They're happy to see you when you come back.
Yeah.
And when you're there on that part of it, I think there's definitely some similarities on that part of it. So like I had said on my part of it, I was like, oh, hey, when I have kids, that was going to be something so they can be brought up with a little bit of faith on that part of it. But I don't have any kids yet. So that's not my only excuse, but I'm just saying that's what I always told myself for the longest time. But that's so.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. And it, you know, we always get different responses on there, and it's your story. And that's the most important part, is that you felt comfortable enough to share it with us. And we're really appreciative of that. Well, let's talk about your role as a PsyQ. How are you asked? You know, what was your experience, your highs, your lows? We'll start there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's always, you know, the woodshed is an OG site. I mean, it was like the fifth one. I mean, Pony knows what's up.
I do, in fact, know what's up.
Longest site queue ever, I think. And that is Pony. I think he had it 2 years, a year and a half.
Something like that. I just couldn't let it go, man.
Now I know why you didn't come around much when you passed the ball. Anyways, no, I think, you know, it was a special thing of, you know, Bovine passing it to me since he brought me out. That's always going to be a special thing. And, you know, the woodshed in general as like an actual site is a great place. I mean, there's so many places you can go and work out. I mean, you can go over to UNO, you can go to the Grotto, you can do, you can run in those neighborhoods, you can go up on the golf course. I mean, there's just almost endless opportunities for, and the other reason why I really like the east side, like in that Stinson Park area, is when it's really cold outside, you can just go to the garage.
Yeah.
And you have some cover, or if it's raining or something, you at least have some cover. You go out west, there's very little garages, there's very little cover, and you're going, oh gosh, like this isn't near as fun, but it is what it
is. Yeah, us east siders are a little bit smarter than those west siders, I think.
Smarter or softer? I don't know.
I think we got to be a little pickier on where we pick for the new sites. Right. But there's so many options at the woodshed, which it made it easy. And, you know, my PsyQ duties, I mean, like I really pushed, like I said, I mean, living in Gretna at the time, I really reached out to the Sarby guys, I reached out to the West guys, just being like, hey, like, come on down, lead a site. And then, you know, when I passed it finally, that's where, like, you know, I'd never been to the farm, and Skids was like, hey, like, you owe me a queue, because I went all the way to the woodshed for that. I was like, totally fine. Yeah. Let's get signed up. But no, I think it was just, you know, the leadership part and, you know, trying to hang with it. I told you guys earlier that, you know, I even got a little burned out towards the end of it. That kind of makes me think of, you know, I mean, we're seeing more and more, you know, dual role, you know, dual PsyQs, and we're having more. I mean, maybe we look into this in the future of being like, you know, I know we're always trying to look for new guys that want to take on, you know, a site, but it's at some point we might just be like, hey, we're going to have to start reusing, you know, guys that have already been great leaders. And, you know, maybe we do it 6 months at a time instead of a year commitment. Let's do, you know, a 6 month thing. I mean, that might be a fresh, you know, a fresh look. I mean, the year goes fast. Don't get me wrong. It did go fast. But I think there's, you know, different conversations that can be had on, you know, going forward with, because there's so many sites now. And it's like, you know, I think sometimes people are like, oh gosh, I can't find a replacement, or I can't find this. It's like, it's just kind of, you know, I think that there's always a conversation that could be had on maybe, hey, I'll take it back over, but let's do it for 6 months at a time. And if somebody comes along that is killing it, let's promote them. So I just think that that conversation can be had a little bit differently when you have so many AOs and it's, you know, you're looking for leadership.
Well, I think you're hitting on some really good points here. I mean, I even remember when Bo told me that he was going to pass it to you, he, you know, there's some planning that goes into here's who I have in mind, here's why I think they'll be successful. And then I think a comment that came out with you in particular, and you hit on it, hey, he just moved out to Gretna, right? Is this going to be a problem with him having to commute from Gretna to Elmwood every Friday? And you took it, you know, you took it on, you took the challenge on, hey, this is going to, I'm just going to incorporate this in my life. I have a commitment that I'm going to post one time a week out east. This is an easy way to fulfill like that goal that I've set for myself. I like what you're saying about, you know, it's about the right timing for guys, right? Maybe it doesn't need to be a year. Maybe it's not 2 years like me or whatever. If it's 6 months and you've got someone primed to primed to go, okay, let's have the conversation. And I don't think the 1 year has been a hard rule set in stone anywhere. It's just kind of what's naturally flowed for most people. And honestly, it's okay, my predecessor, he did it for a year, so there's probably an expectation that I do it for the year. But I would welcome that conversation, Stapler. Like, hey, I found a guy, I put in 6 months, but this guy's he's ready to go, right? And if we don't give it to him now, we may miss out on a real opportunity to put someone in a place to lead the guy. So I love that.
Yeah,
I think it's just people got to be open with you know, and maybe that's a Q-Source topic, or maybe we, you know, when you're at coffee and you know if you're a side Q and you're going to coffee, you'd be like, hey, like. If you guys want to take on more responsibilities and more leaderships, be vocal with it, and be vocal if you're young and you know whatever wherever you're at with life, you know, maybe you want to get more involved, maybe whatever it is, like if you're not saying that and voicing your opinion on that, we have no idea that you want to, you know, we're thinking you'd take over a site. So it's just a kind of voicing that opinion of, hey, you know, I do want to get more involved, and then they're like, okay, well, let's put them on a short list, you know, yeah. And then, you know, put that with your sector leader and all that kind of stuff to be like, oh, like let's find this guy's site.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. You know, it was a rewarding year, on that part of it. And it was on the east side with, you know, the side I like hanging out at. Don't get me wrong. I go both. I follow everybody now. Like when I talk to them at coffee, they're like, where do you post at? And I go, well, you know, I'm a sales guy. It doesn't matter for me, like for me to drive 20 minutes in the morning. So I follow the site queues. If there's a site queue that I haven't worked out with in a long time, a lot of times I'll just, whether I have to drive out to Valley or if I need to go to Beverly Hills or if I want to go to the farm, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I want to talk about succession and finding E85 here in a second, but I do want to ask, you know, did you come in to your role as a site Q with certain expectations or a thought of how it was going to go? And then, I guess, how did you leave it? I mean, did it meet your expectations? Did, you know, the primary focus shift for you throughout?
I think it was pretty much the same. I mean, the expectations that Bovine said, like, I think like anybody that's like, you know, intimidated by wanting to take on that leadership opportunity and on that part of it, I think, be like, listen, like Bovine kind of came to me and said, you know, hey, I'm posting every day. I'm trying to do this where you're sending the attendance in, you're sending even that I struggled with a little bit. But I think you look in and you're going, oh gosh, like this is going to take a ton of my time or whatever it is. Like it's not. I think it's just the opportunity to have you better yourself as a person in a leadership standpoint. And also set a good example for guys that look up to you at the workouts. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be the fittest guy out there. You don't have to be, you know, in charge of a company or anything like that. You can just be a normal guy and be a PsyQ. And at that part, people look up to you because you're carrying a flag around. And, I mean, it's a big deal. So,
yeah.
Well, and then also, you know, when you were talking about leaning into, you know, when it starts winding down, you're going, okay, we got like 4 or 5 months and we're going to look at like a date to do this flag pass and try to figure this out. And you're finding guys to be like, okay, who'd be great. And, you know, there was a couple guys that were on the list. I mean, like for the East Side guys that were always out, you know, Good Looking was on my list. Rocket was on my list. E85 was on the list. And so I was sitting down there and then I'm like, E85 has been coming out for longer than I have. And it's never been a leader and never been a site leader on there. And, you know, I think he's had the opportunity. I think for him, a lot of it was timing. Mm-hmm. And which is totally fine. I mean, if the timing works for him, great, capitalize on it. And, you know, and he's great. He's young. He's, you know, he was taking on, you know, those hate pop-ups and doing all sorts of stuff. And, I mean, it just, when you look at E85 as, you know, a guy, you know, and that growing his family and, they're having kids and all that kind of thing, it's just couldn't have gone to a better guy. Yeah. And that's where, you know, after realizing that he'd been coming out for so long and then when I asked him, he was so excited to be asked and, you know, on that part of it. And it kind of came in full circle because, you know, Bovine basically got EH by E85. So it just was kind of a full circle thing there. So it really worked out well.
That's cool. I just got to run and work out with E85 out at Beacon Valley this morning. And he's grown out a mustache too. That looks pretty nice. So, you know, I did, you gave some really great advice and I don't want to skip past it. Cause you know, essentially if a guy's interested in leadership, speak up about it. And I think that goes for even a former PsyQ, right? If you want more after that PsyQ role, or maybe you want to be a PsyQ again, right? I mean, I think that's like, we just need to hear about it. Let us know. And I think there's opportunity. And actually, I think later in April, we're launching a site called the Encore at Boys Town that will be a Thursday site with the intent to rotate through former PsyQs as the leaders of that site. So really an intentional site to keep guys engaged after they hand the flag. So anyway, I love your advice there. I think it's key for guys. You know, one of the things that we really like to get from these, and this I have to give Pony credit because just a great question to kind of ask as we kind of wrap up here. But, you know, when you look at your journey, your life, where you're at today, where do you currently need prayers or encouragement? Or, you know, when we see you out there, what's that thing we should check in with you on?
You know, I think just consistency. Like, I mean, obviously my weight loss is always going to be something on there. I don't really want to talk about that, but it's just like, I think that if they're just like, I think if you see me around on there, just ask how's it going, you know? And it's just like, I just like being able to have a little, you know, mumble chatter when I can have it. I mean, that's my favorite part about, you know, besides the second F things, you know, when we're actually doing workouts is the mumble chatter and getting to know some guys that you've never met or whatever it is. I think if you just check on and see how things are going, I'd be a happy camper on that part of it. You know, from a prayer standpoint or things that have been on my mind for, you know, the F3 community, I'd say just, let's say some prayers for the guys that have been, you know, laid off, you know, recently on that part of it. It's a terrible place to be in, you know, when you don't see something like that coming, or if you do see it coming and, you know, to not have a job and to be, you know, looking on that part of it. So maybe we could say some prayers, you know, for those guys. And I mean, that's always going to be a constant thing, but, that's what I think I'd focus on there.
Heck yeah, man.
Well, I appreciate sharing your story today. And that prayer request, just thinking about other people right now, I really, really enjoy that. So, yeah, thanks for taking the time today, man, and sharing your story. I think a lot of guys will take a lot from this. And I encourage anyone that's listening to this, if he said anything that resonates with you, he's an open book and he's willing to talk to you. So give my man Stapler a shout.
Well, I appreciate you guys. And, you know, for all the other guys that are out there that do get a listen, just the three takeaways: get out of your comfort zone, visit other sites. That's the biggest thing. Just don't go because it's 5-10 minutes away from your house. Visit the other sites. Second, be vulnerable. Open up to people, because that how are people supposed to get to know you and get to, you know, to see how you're doing and on your well-being or your family's doing. And then go to coffee, because that's where you get to meet people and go from there.
Heck yeah. I love that. I appreciate the wrap up there. Well, let's wrap up with Namorama. I'll start us off here. Brandon Fleeharty, 38, The Plague.
The Plague. Ah! Jam over 32, Pony Express.
Pony Express. Hey.
Craig Zegers, 38, Stapler.
Stapler. And do we appreciate a Stapler call sign or any, like...
I think people are, you know, doing the staple, but whatever.
Staple motion. Love it. Hey, thanks so much for your leadership and your story, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you.
All right. Give